Welcome to The Greek Current, a podcast by Halk and Kathimerini. I'm your host, Thanos Davelis. As EU leaders prepare to head to Prague this week, they will be called on to find answers to the pressing questions around rising energy costs. A small majority of EU states, including Greece, has called on Europe to place a cap on natural gas prices as a way for Europe to not only take back control of its gas market, but strike back at Russia, which is weaponizing energy to put pressure on Europe. Prime Minister Mitsotakis made this clear on Monday in an op-ed in Bloomberg, arguing that the time to act is now. Calls for a price cap, however, are coming up against German opposition, which is escalating tensions within the EU and raising questions about German solidarity. Efi Koutsokosta, the EU correspondent for Euronews and Sky TV, joins me from Brussels to break down what's at stake. Efi, thanks for joining us again on The Greek Current.
Glad to be here.
Efi, late last week, EU energy ministers met to find solutions to rising energy costs. While they agreed on a number of issues, they were unable to find an answer to the main question, how to find a practical way to control gas prices. Are we any closer to a solution today?
Look, as a diplomat was telling me earlier, we are not where we were last week. We made some progress, but we are not there yet, which means that the expectations for a solution when it comes to the high prices of imported gas to the EU are quite low this week that EU leaders will meet in Prague. Why? Because divisions within the bloc over the disputed broad gas price cap remain. 15 countries, including Greece, Italy, Belgium, and France, have asked for a price cap on the wholesale gas market, while Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and others warn broad gas price caps could leave countries struggling to buy gas if they cannot compete with buyers in price-competitive global markets. These weeks, the talks intensify, as you can imagine, in order to somehow convince each other. But a final solution should not be expected in Prague, but more realistically, if so, the summit scheduled end of the month in Brussels.
Efi, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis wrote a strong piece on Monday in Bloomberg that spelled out the reasons why Europe needs to strike back against Russia's weaponization of energy by capping gas prices. Is this, as Mitsotakis argues, the way for Europe to take back control of its gas market?
This is actually the question that everybody's trying to answer all these days. But this is what Greece and 14 countries at least are arguing, as this is a measure that really addresses the problem to the source, to the so-called TTF market, and intervenes, to say it simply, to the price before that reaches the consumer. And it certainly doesn't take time in order to be implemented as other measures suggested by the EU Commission do, as, for example, a parallel benchmark to the TTF. There are specific conditions to be met so that the context to be applied is as safe as possible. And according to experts, there are two dimensions that should be met. The cap should be dynamic and regularly reviewed, considering market evolution or LNG, or it can be pegged to an external benchmark. In any case, the cap should be high enough to let the market function, should be flexible, and also maintain price differentials within Europe to secure gas flows. In any case, it seems that if risks are taken into account, this proposal can work and address the issue of high gas prices without the need to mobilize huge financial resources.
While a small majority of 15 members is supporting this, Germany is leading the opposition to plans for an EU-wide price cap on natural gas imports. What's behind Berlin's opposition to this plan, which has gained significant support throughout the bloc?
So what Germany officially says is that if you introduce a price cap as the EU unilaterally and all the other consumers around the world don't do it, then the gas will go to other consumers and therefore we might have a shortage in gas supplies. But for many critics, Germany's problem is not how to pay the high price of cap as its economy allows it to pay. That Germany's problem is mainly the lack of storage facilities in the country. And it actually prefers not to intervene drastically to the market in order to avoid any risks, but to pay as much as it can in order to get through this difficult winter. That's why Germany's government is very much criticized by others for lack of solidarity, as not all member states have the same fiscal capacity as Germany does.
Speaking of Germany's fiscal capacity, as it refuses to budge on an EU-wide price cap, it's unveiled the giant 200 billion euro package to shield German households and companies from rising gas prices. How is this exacerbating tensions within the EU?
This is, Thanos, something coming also from the past. Like 10 years ago, when Europe was in deep crisis because of the Eurozone crisis, Germany led the drive for austerity. Now, the rest of Europe is fuming about Germany's heavy spending on energy subsidies. The criticism is that Germany's massive financial firepower allows it to bail out its economy, while poorer nations crack, opening up major divisions in the single market as German companies win a state-funded advantage over rivals elsewhere. And that's why the EU Commission is going to look into this decision for this 200 billion euros package of Germany to see if actually there is any legal state aid. But nations, other nations, say Germany has a burden of responsibility to show solidarity and not to just look after itself, especially because for many, Germany is the main responsible for the extreme dependence of Europe on Russian gas and energy, and for not having managed so far to diversify supplies, since the signals over Putin's objectives were quite clear, especially since 2014 in the annexation of Crimea.
Effie, do these divisions we're seeing between countries that are for this price cap and countries that are led by Germany speak to a fundamental split within Europe that goes beyond energy? And do you see a way that members can bridge this divide?
This is always the ultimate goal, to bridge this divide. You know, there are now ideas floating around about, you know, an instrument that can be set up as the one that we did during the pandemic, the mechanism, the SURE mechanism, that can actually mutualize the efforts of the EU to tackle this crisis. Of course, this is something that countries like Germany or the Netherlands or Austria don't want to mutualize this debt, this money that the countries have to pay in order to get energy and get through this winter. But after this massive package that Germany said it can mobilize, we've seen that there are commissioners such as Paolo Gentiloni from Italy or Thierry Breton from France that put this proposal already on the table. We don't know how much this can be, but we see that more and more now are saying that this is the only way that the EU can stay united through this winter and actually bridge the divisions. The idea of the price cap will finally somehow reach a consensus. We don't know the way it will be. We don't know the kind of gas price cap that will be finally implemented. But in the end, I think that the EU doesn't have another way out of this situation, rather than stay united and find a solution. It may need more time, of course, as usual, but in the end, I think they will find a solution and will stay united.
EU leaders are preparing to tackle these issues this week in Prague at an informal summit. What should we be looking out for?
Actually, what we've seen from a draft statement by the EU leaders already released yesterday is that what is on the table mainly is a price cap on the gas used to produce electricity. It's the so-called Iberian model. Of course, there are already reactions on that. There are talks, you know, bilateral talks and others, because there is a main question: who is going to pay the difference between this cap and the initial price in the market? Because for many countries, like Greece, people cannot really share this burden, this extra burden of money. This carries a lot of political cost for the governments if this burden goes to the consumers. And on the other hand, governments cannot pay all this money for so much time. So I guess there will be a lot of talks around this proposal. I think that 15 countries, maybe 14, because France's position is not really clear, will push for their idea for this wide price cap on wholesale market. And I think that maybe we see a statement in the end that we made some progress, but nothing really concrete, nothing tangible. I think that intensified talks will continue also by the end of this month, when leaders will meet again in Brussels to finalize what they will call as a final solution to the high gas prices.
Effie, thanks for joining us again on The Greek Current. Great speaking with you.
Thanks for having me.
In In other news, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen traveled to Bulgaria on Saturday for the opening of a natural gas link between the country and Greece, emphasizing the EU's determination to stop relying on Russian energy imports. Von der Leyen hailed the pipeline as an important tool in limiting opportunities for Russia to use its gas and oil reserves to blackmail the EU, stating that this project means freedom. The importance of the gas interconnector Greece-Bulgaria pipeline, which was completed in July, will provide relief to Bulgaria, which has been struggling to secure gas supplies at affordable prices since the end of April, when Russia's Gazprom cut off deliveries over Sofia's refusal to pay in rubles. Finally, Libya's Tripoli government signed a preliminary deal on energy exploration with Turkey on Monday, although it was not immediately clear whether any concrete projects to emerge would include exploration in the quote-unquote exclusive economic zone claimed by the illegal 2019 Libya-Turkey memorandum. Greece and Egypt said they would oppose any activity in those areas of the Eastern Mediterranean, while Libya's Eastern-based parliament, which backs an alternative administration, also rejected the deal. Greece stressed on Monday that it had sovereign rights in the area, which it intended to defend with all legal means in full respect of the international law of the sea. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.